Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 5th of February 2026. A treacherous avalanche situation will prevail. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Distinct weak layers in the lower part of the snowpack can be released easily by individual winter sport participants. In addition, the fresh wind slabs are very easily triggered. Avalanches can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach medium size. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and natural avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are therefore difficult to recognize. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Caution and restraint are recommended. And now the snowpack. Up to 15 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The new snow and wind slabs will be deposited on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on west, north and east facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Friday, the 6th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.